be like the Sahara deserts. If you didn't find someone attractive,
if you didn't find someone attractive, I couldn't engage in
no
intercourse. You were 14. Why are you wearing a peplum top, like thinking you're and a pencil skirt past your knees? He's an ick ball.
He's a fucking walking ick, walk and talk, moving ick man.
Welcome to How I Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a group chat between your best friends, the girls' bathroom, and a night out where you spill all the gossip on relationship dilemmas and life. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener,
welcome.
How I Drink is out for you every Wednesday at 12. We also have bonus episodes every Monday at 12, so you can listen to more of us now on the Go Loud app or wherever you like to get your podcasts. You can also watch us on YouTube now.
Hi.
Hey, cameras. We have weekly podcast episodes uploaded to YouTube every Thursday at 12. So audio, Wednesday at 12, video, Thursday at 12.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see all the visuals there.
You're obsessed with dressing like a boy
and like anything.
You love it.
Like half, 50% of my Halloween costumes this year was male.
That's fun though.
But I didn't know how to act when I...
was a man.
Yeah, me and Zoe went to town. I ran into Scott actually. How did I say? I don't know how to say Scott's second name. Vandersloos.
Schloos.
Very Dutch of us, but
I know.
We ran into him because we were sitting in. It was Sunday night. The girls had been out all weekend. You were out and stuff, but I was so sick. So I was like, "Fuck, I'm not 26. Like, I'm my prime. Who knows what could be happening next year? Like, could be like all these things are going to. I was like, might not be here. Like, you don't never know what happens in life. And I was like. What this is, you only young ones. I was like, we have to go out. Like, so we had these tickets for Kerry Chandler and had them bought and stuff. And I was like, fuck it, we're going. So anyway, got up, no time to make up or anything, but we had to dress up because Kerry Chandler requested that people dress up. So we got up and I was like, let's put Dano's clothes on and draw a beard and be like, I beat the final boss.
Was he like looking at you? I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he thinks I'm mad. Yeah. He's like, what's wrong with you? And cap on, bun in the head, no time to wash the hair, nothing. And went to town, went to Kerry Chandler, went to the queue and the queue was out the door. Zoe realised she forgot her ID.
Oh.
So that was, we were like, right, we'll get to the door and probably can't get in anyway. Yeah. So these two girls walked down and they were like, is anyone selling tickets? And we were like, yeah, actually. We just gave them and we were like, here you go. And they were like, really? And they were like nearly crying. They were so happy because they're buzzing to get in. Like, so they had a great night, obviously. And then we went to South William Street, seeing Keane. And then we were standing outside William Street making my TikTok. And then at the end of the TikTok, I was like, oh, we need someone to get a clip. It was like something out of, it was perfect. Like, someone take a clip of the boat. I was like, what do we do? And Scott walks by. I was like, Scotty T. And he was
you
like,
you always call him Scotty.
I always call him Scott. Me and Queen call him Scotty T all the time. And he was like, what the fuck? I can't even do his accent. But he was like, what the fuck? Why are you dressed like this? He thought we were just like standing.
Just like
on,
that.
Just, he thought we were just chilling on South William Street on a Sunday night. And that was grand. Then we went to Bow Lane. For one, Alicia Wondering Colour, one, walking down the streets. It was like, men must be so cosy on nights out.
I know.
We were like, the men are on something here. The caps,
t-shirts,
and the big jackets,
huge jacket. Like, yeah.
So I was sweating.
Perfect.
But we went to Bow Lane and we like didn't know how to dance. We were like, we couldn't stop dancing like a fella. We were like, how do we? And then like Zoe was shaking ass and I was like, what? We just felt real out of place then. Like we didn't know how to act. With ourselves, because we were like, do we start dancing like a fella or a girl? Like, what do we do? And we're like, wait, it's a costume. It's like, yes. And then we went home. Then that was it.
Yeah.
But I was glad I went out.
Yeah.
We had like.
You said you wanted to go out. You did.
Yeah. I just felt like I had to live my life.
Mm-hmm.
It was too sad otherwise.
No.
I would have had FOMO from everyone going out. Town was dead though.
Was it?
Dead. Dead as a dodo. We used to get a taxi and all home.
Town isn't what town used to
town
be.
Town is not what town. I only found out that Zico's closed.
Is it?
I go to the girls, we all need a night out in Zico. And they were like, it's literally closed 6 months.
What?
That was my favourite place to go.
What's there now?
Nothing. I think it's just Zico just shut down.
I don't know any like clubs anymore.
No, 22 is the only one.
It's the only like...
I haven't been there since Halloween 2 years ago or something.
That was the last time I went as well, I think, was it?
I think I went once since then, not by my own will.
Just went to go.
It's just like, no.
No.
Imagine coming over as a tourist in Dublin and thinking you're coming over club and you wouldn't be going club.
What was that big nightclub in Swords?
Rights.
Right.
I never went there.
Did you not?
That was too far away for me.
Oh, I love Rights.
Never went. Dana went to when he was younger. 37 I like. It's not really a club though.
Yeah, they'd be bars to me. Like that and Farrier and Draper are like...
Late bar.
A late bar,
fancy
yeah.
Fancy bar. Like
the sexy dancing is on and like that's... But I still wouldn't call that a club.
No, I wouldn't either.
It's like
even though it's kind of a club night, I suppose.
Yeah, but not a club club.
That was on. Me and Zoe walking by our puffer jackets and everyone looked I was like, I hear I can't. Everyone looks unreal. Like people dressed as bunnies and all, and we're literally like
sexy and all, you was rocking.
We're like two blokes. We nearly went in because Scott was gone. He was like, we just go in, and I was like, will we? And then I was like, oh, actually no.
No.
No. I think they ended up going in Temple Bar instead. But I don't know how we ended up in bowling.
Was it good though?
Yeah, it was good.
Glad you went
too. Music was good. Yeah, glad you went too. And also, I'd taken a leaf out of men's books because they're just so cozy all the time.
They dress for comfort.
They dress for comfort. Well, yeah.
They're smart about that.
Yeah.
You have to give them that.
And they just have to put no makeup on. They're just
like, you never hear of a fella being like, oh my God, my feet are killing me around. Or like, this is really uncomfortable to wear.
True. I feel like girls, we're lucky though. Girls don't get much luck in life when it comes to things, but we have more options, I feel like, for clothes. Dano always says that.
Does he?
He's like, yous have more like, you can get nice things.
Options.
For more options, yeah.
True. They have like a top trousers and shoes.
Yeah. But no, not even that. He means like, there's more stores for us to shop in.
Okay.
For them, it's like, something's either really expensive or like really cheap.
Men's clothes are so expensive.
Yeah.
Oh my
nice.
God.
But we have loads of like mid-ranges. Yeah. In the middle, do you know?
Like, we can get an outfit. Like, we can decide kind of what we want to spend money on, I feel.
Yeah.
When it comes to an outfit.
Yes.
Whereas some of the stuff I'd be looking at, like, for men, like, I would in my shite pay that for that. Like,
and them t-shirts, they wear once.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be me.
We don't really, like, I feel like men feel like they have to, like, buy a designer. We don't really have to.
Absolutely not.
At all. If we had to buy a designer dress every time we went out, we'd all be broke.
Hope.
We'd all be living on beans, August toast.
Bread and butter.
I'd love to speak more Irish.
Would you?
Yeah. Maybe we should start just incorporating random words.
I wouldn't even know any.
August.
Yeah, just throwing out August in there.
Yeah.
Here and there.
I just feel bad for how much I hated it when I grew up.
I know, I wish I loved it. I wish I got really, really good at it.
Same. It's a really nice thing to have. Like,
did you ever see when some parents send their kids to like an Irish school?
Wales schools, yeah.
Just saying, like, because I know that they'll, at least they'll have the language then, they can decide, like.
I think I would send my kid there. But if they start talking to me, I'd be like.
That's what I'd be afraid of.
No, should they speak English still their first language?
They do like maths and all in Irish.
Yeah.
That's so confusing.
Yeah, true. Actually.
Do they have to learn a language in Irish then? Like if they do German in school, do they have to like go English, Irish, German, English? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, actually.
My head.
Yeah, that's actually really
scrambled eggs. I never would.
Yeah. That is it. I have questions for you here. How are you and how are you feeling?
I'm doing well and I'm feeling great.
Good.
Just had a big breakfast bap there.
Oh, yeah.
And a coffee and I'm sweating after.
Love. It's warm in here today.
It is very
warm.
How are you and how are you feeling?
Good.
Yeah.
I actually was I frazzled? Oh, I'm just in my phase of my period where I'm just frazzled.
I don't think I've gotten a period for like 2 months. Not pregnant, guys. Don't worry. No. Sometimes it just decides not to come.
Ah. Should I test?
Brilliant.
Did you do a test?
No, I didn't. It's fine.
Fuck. Do it live on the podcast. Ever see the test roulette when they have like, all the friend group takes them?
Oh, Lord above.
It happens so often that someone actually is pregnant. I'm like,
I know.
It must all be like, someone must be trying. At least one of them must be actually trying to have a kid because otherwise,
oh Lord.
Imagine not knowing who it is. You have to write a little mark on the test so you can tell. Then you have to do one again, obviously.
Yeah, find out.
Yeah.
No, I see shit myself.
Yeah.
Shit.
I think just this time of year, I feel a bit, I just hate the darkness.
I love it.
I hate it.
Love it.
Makes me feel so unmotivated.
I love it so much.
And tired.
So cozy.
No.
My mum lit the fire actually the other week for like the first time this year. And I walked through the hall door and we have like a glass door into our sitting room.
Yeah.
And I love when I just open the front door and I can just see the glow.
Yeah. Crackling.
It's so cozy.
No. I hate my day like end before it should. Like it's getting dark. So it's going to get darker earlier now because it's
5 o'clock starts getting dark.
Yeah.
Cozy season.
No, not cozy. I don't like when it gets dark. I hate dark time.
Do you?
I hate night time, yeah.
Oh, I love night
is scary.
I love it.
It's bright in the dark.
I think it's because in my head, I just think when it's dark outside, like I should be home. So I'm just home all the time.
Yeah.
Love being home.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
No, I never just sit down and relax in the evenings.
What's wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm always doing something till at least 9 p.m.
No.
At least.
Girl.
Last night I cleaned my room at 10 p.m.
I'm 9 to 5, even though I don't work a 9 to 5. Are you mad?
I'm never 9. I wish I was 9 to 5.
I think it's because though everyone in my house.
8 to 10 or something.
Everyone in my house is on those schedules. Like,
yeah.
And so, like, we all sit down every night and have our dinner at 6:30 at the table.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like downtime. I'll have my shower, do a few bits. if I'm cleaning my room or something. Into bed and watch a movie.
No. Dano's fucking 9 to 1 or something.
He's just always on the couch. Men getting the lucky thing over again.
Couch potato.
God.
He got injured though. He hurt his leg.
Yeah, what happened?
He pulled it in the game.
I saw him on the telly, didn't I?
Oh, in the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was walking past the big telly and he was on it. What happened?
He pulled it running. Like he just, if you sprint sometimes, just whatever. It's like when you twinge your back, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever way you pull, like it just pulled his hamstring.
Ow. Is he out?
Oh, he's
now,
out. Like, he's out for a few, he doesn't know he's scanned today or tomorrow, I think. But he's going to miss the last game of the season, which is annoying.
Oh.
I know. But then he's Europe games as well coming up. So it doesn't seem, I don't think it's a bad injury.
Okay.
From what I've gathered from him.
Mm.
But we'll see. But basically, the last game of the season is really stressful because at this point, when it's out, they'll have either won or lost. But they need to win this game.
Okay.
But the other team that's playing at the same time as them in a different match need to lose or draw.
Lose or draw.
For Rovers to win. So it's no good for Rovers if the other team just win, then they're out.
Oh.
But and if Rovers win.
Okay, they both can't win.
Both can't win.
Okay.
Only Rovers can win and the other team needs to lose or draw.
So you're going to be watching.
So Rovers could do great and win, but it's still not enough unless.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Counting on their. Yeah, I'm going to have one eye on the score on the
of
phone
your
and one
own,
eye on
yeah.
That.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well, fingers and toes crossed.
Yeah. By the time this is out, we'll see.
You'll know.
We'll add in a sad song if it's bad and a happy song.
They'll just the screen will turn to black and white to you and there'll just be rain.
Yeah.
We'll find out soon. I need to give a little special shout out, thank you to two girls in the Castleknock Hotel called Emma and Orla.
I love the staff and they're so nice.
They're the nicest people in the entire world. Emma and Orla. Girls, thank you so much for the free shots. Love that place.
Oh, hi Emma.
We went on Sunday.
I'm
had a ball.
Obsessed with it there. It's so good.
Had a bloody
was it busy?
Ball. We only went up there at about like 6 o'clock, I think. And there was some like kids Halloween show on or something.
They always have stuff on for a while. Like,
so
their live music and all like in the reception. So cute.
Graham was up hooting and hollering all night.
Was he?
Funniest thing.
What do you mean?
Ever.
Singing like?
Oh my God. The man loves a sing song. Yeah.
With who? The singer?
He wasn't up on the bike.
Oh,
like, but like getting everyone going and all.
Oh.
And he loves, I always tell him all the time, I was like, you have no rhythm and it irks me.
What do you mean? To clap? Like,
yeah.
You know,
like if a song is playing and like.
Yeah.
So he know. I always say to him, like, you've the worst rhythm in the entire world. Like, no, can't clap along to a song. Doesn't get it. But because he knows that he does that, he'll purposely do it. So he was like this, your man was singing some song. I'm like, you know, you should be like that.
Yeah.
Graham's like.
So can he not dance if he has no rhythm? Or can he? Or he's just like proper off the beat like that?
No, he was just doing it on purpose.
Oh, okay,
wind everyone up in there. It's like, Lord, but it was so cute.
It's cozy. It is really cozy. The food's unreal as well.
Sorry, we were getting sorbet and all throughout our meal. Who in the world do we think we are?
Did you go to the
getting
one?
Getting a palate cleanser.
The restaurant, like when you go in the back kind of?
Yeah.
Something.
Ivy Lane?
Yeah.
Or Golden Ivy?
Something on Ivy or... I can't remember. It's
what
Ivy,
it's
isn't it? Something Ivy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But had a ball in there.
Oh, it's so nice.
Everyone needs to go.
And it feels like you're like, this is so this sounds like a pure ad.
I know. We paid for it, guys.
It feels like you're
miles away
down the country, but it's not.
Nah.
It's like just past Blanche.
Yep.
It's just Castleknock, like.
Yeah.
Love Castleknock. I love Castleknock as a place, actually, really.
I'd love to live in Castleknock.
It's nice, isn't it?
I had that in one of the places for like where I want to live.
Really? Yeah, Castleknock. It's just nice. I just think it's good vibes.
It's close to everything. Like, there's ways to kind of get to everything.
Yeah.
I like it there.
Yeah. It's beside Blanche and all, like, a nice little shopping centre. Don't really like Blanche as a shopping centre, though. I don't know. Maybe because I don't know it enough. I like knowing somewhere. I love the square because I know it, like, back of my hand.
Yeah, it's like me and Leafy Valley.
Yeah.
Like,
I love Leafy Valley.
Yeah.
Blanche, I haven't navigated yet, so I'm not.
Have you not?
No.
I know where everything
if
is.
I got, no, if I went in there, I'd have to look on the maps on the phone. Like,
I'd go for a specific. What was that?
The goose!
The goose!
Oh my God.
What was that? Something
I think something fell off the... Yeah.
Lord. I'd go for something specific up in Blanche.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking for something. Yeah, I'd only go for something when I was in stock there.
Yeah.
I'd have to go down my hands and stop here. Have you seen... I'm not even going to name her because she doesn't deserve a platform. The girl on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
She was on... I've seen her on a radio show in... I think it was an Australian radio show.
Oh.
Lately. And she talks about how she slept with... Like, really young boys.
Yeah.
As in, just gone 18.
barely legal. I'm so doing quotation says, marks because this is a quote from her. Barely legal 18-year-olds.
Surely, I think it must be rage bait.
Has to be. You cannot be. I saw actually she did her mother. She was on with her mother or something. She did like an interview with her mother, or she was on some podcast or something. And like, I don't think her mother really has a problem with it. Like, has to be rage bait. There is no way.
The radio show she was on, it was Australian, but they were like asking her, so you think it's okay for men to cheat on their wives? She's like, yeah, if a wife isn't giving the man what they need, like, then he should be allowed to do that and all. Like,
I just think it's mad.
It's just setting women back about 1,000 years. It's so disappointing to see.
I saw someone and they explained it really, really well, this girl on TikTok, and she was saying like that she has no problem with like sex workers and stuff, and like, yeah, absolutely, sex workers always been a thing. It's out there, like, yeah.
I think I've seen the same video, yeah.
Yeah, it's not, it's given sex workers a bad rap.
Like,
yeah. I mean, like, it's...
Yeah.
I just think it just comes across really badly. And imagine if that was a man who was saying, so today I'm going to be sleeping with so many barely legal 18-year-old girls. Imagine that was a man coming on saying that. Like, why...
Is it okay?
We always say like that standards should be kept for both men and women. So why is it okay for her to do that?
Yeah.
Have you seen the videos of the men lined up in the hall?
No.
Imagine you just saw your dad standing there.
I just thought that men are such a different species, because girls, I just know for a fact. Well, I don't know for a fact, but I just know that if there was a call out for a man who's doing this for girls, I just can't imagine girls going up and queuing somewhere for a sexual reason. Can you?
Like
it doesn't surprise me that men do, but I just can't imagine girls would have the same reaction to someone having a call out, do you want to have sex with me? Like,
I feel like if it was the other way around and there were girls standing there, I feel like they'd be girls who were either like in the industry or like, do you know,
yeah.
They wouldn't just be Sally Joe walking down the road.
Whereas it's Sally Moe, the fellas coming out the road.
It's mad. These men are just standing on like a stairs.
Someone,
and they're all just like, and one fella is there in like a high vis jacket. He just came off the shift on site. Like, I just... She doesn't even come up that much for me. It's more people talking about it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like...
I was talking to Dan about it and I was like, it set women back 1,000 years.
Mm.
He was like, how? He didn't really understand. He doesn't agree with it, obviously, but he didn't understand what I was saying. I was like, imagine a young kid watching that, or watching her talk about that, or seeing that growing up. Like, that's where their minds are shaped and they think that's normal. Yeah. That's okay.
To come on and talk, like...
Just to do that.
Do you think she actually does?
I don't know.
She said she, and I'm nearly, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but does she not say ran through?
Yeah.
Are they not her words? Yeah, they're through. Her words.
So like, imagine young people growing up and just thinking like,
oh, that's all I'm for, like, or like.
Yeah, maybe that, or like even the way she talks like about barely legal and all this, like that's, young people's minds are shaped from social media. They are, like, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
So like, to be seeing things like that and to think that that's a normal way to speak and to, like, I just think, no.
Imagine.
And like we said, I'm not against OnlyFans, sex work in general, but the way there's anyone who's seen that person, I don't think can agree with. I haven't seen one person agree with it.
No, I haven't either.
Like, it's not normal.
I wouldn't even know what to, like, say. Like, I don't know. Imagine I started doing it. What would you do if I just came in my stories now one day and was just like, so today I'm going to get ran through by 100 men or whatever. How can your hoo-ha
and then also
manage that?
I don't know if she uses, I wonder if she uses like protection and stuff. Like,
she was saying that sometimes it's awful. Like, she said that sometimes she, I'm not laughing because it's funny. I don't know why I'm laughing, because stuff like this makes me nervous. She said that she sometimes prefers having sex with like ugly men. I'm like, that's so mean.
Oh, why?
Because they surprise her more, she said, or something. I can't remember what it was. Yeah, she said something about they, I think they shock her ugly, more.
I'm
something.
Sorry. Would you not be like the Sahara Deserts? If you didn't find someone attractive.
If you didn't find someone attractive, I couldn't engage in intercourse.
Let alone after you've already been doing intercourse with other multiple other men. This could be number 98 of 100. And
you get someone who you're
you get Robbie Rotten. Is that the man from Lazy Town?
It's Robbie Rotten.
I think he's from Lazy Town.
Is he?
Yeah. But like, you could get a Robbie Rotten and then what?
And then what? Yeah, you just, oh. Like, It's just mental.
I think her prefrontal lobe has not formed.
How old is she?
I think she's 24. She looks older, I think, but...
It's just mad. Yeah.
It's just... I don't know. Not good. And like you said, it's given a bad... Now people might think everyone like that who does OnlyFans, which they aren't.
Yeah.
Like that they might have that bad name from some people.
Yeah.
Who didn't know before, mate. Because this is... I think this has brought a whole new light on...
That like industry
because it's all over everywhere.
Yeah,
like this. The interview I saw was Australian radio station,
like,
and that she's saying like people should mention cheating on their wives if they're not getting what they want.
She mentioned sleeping with like married men and all that. Like, I don't know. Make of that what you will, folks. Whatever your opinion on it is.
Yeah,
but yeah,
yeah. Reminder to anyone who still hasn't got their tickets for the live show.
Ooh.
We're in University Concert Hall Limerick on the 23rd of November. It's going to be a great night. At this stage, we'll have done our Dublin shows.
Yeah, we've done Dublin. Yeah,
done Dublin, and we had a ball.
Yep.
We're talking to you from the future. Tickets are available through the University Concert Hall box office and on their website. We'll put the link up as well. It's on our Instagram page in the bio.
Yeah.
If you click there as well for tickets.
It's going to be a ball, guys.
It's going to be a really good time. We love Limerick.
Limerick was your favourite one last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. So much happened.
The setup of the UCH, yeah.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah, the
way the stage is with the room. And
same. It's nice. And the previous prizes.
I know.
Chase and Abby sang.
Ball. Out in Limerick that night.
Yeah.
So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet.
This is your sign.
Get them.
Yes. Even for a little early Christmas girls night out.
Be cute. Yeah, it is on a Saturday. Limerick actually got the good day this year.
Limerick got a really good day.
Dublin, love yous, but yous always get midweek. Not that that's bad.
Yeah, we had Dublin weekend last time.
It was Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a Saturday night out, in Limerick City, kid.
I don't think Limerick was a Saturday last time.
No.
It was during the week, wasn't it?
Nearly sure.
Yeah. So
23rd November, Saturday, Limerick. My jersey will be washed and ironed, ready to go, folks.
We can't wait. So a few weeks ago, we talked to Tammy Hope and we had the idea because he was talking about how he dyed his hair blonde and he said that it came out ginger and his friends called him the Duracell Bunny. It got us thinking. We both had lots of different looks and I'm not sure how many of them we'd still wear or want to wear. I always go through my camera roll and I'm like...
Why?
I always know where to find a picture because I know what colour my hair was, so I'll know what era that was.
I never do. I have no concept of...
Times,
months, years. Really? None.
I have proper good concept of that.
I feel like I blacked out fair few years.
Like, I bet you if you asked me to find something, I'll find it in 2 seconds.
No, I wouldn't have a clue.
Would you not?
No, I'm really bad at time, yeah. Really bad at memory in general.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have very, years ago, I wouldn't have very good memory. Like, of stuff of today or yesterday or a few days ago, I would. But I have very bad memory with, long-term memory. Yeah. Shit.
But you can remember your looks, though.
So. Yeah.
Some of them. What was your... worst hair look, would you say, looking back, if you had to pick?
Probably when I bleached it myself from purple, trying to go blonde. I bleached it in my friend Melissa's room and we didn't have enough bleach. I think my other friend Tamara was there actually. Oh, quick one actually. School reunion.
Oh, I know.
So cute.
Oh, the podcast does good things.
It's
people.
Adorable. So my school reunion, I think, is happening next year.
So fun.
And I'm so excited. I was scrolling through it. We're all in a WhatsApp group chat.
Yeah.
One of the girls in my year, Grace, organised it all. But I was scrolling through the WhatsApp and I'm looking at people's pictures even now going, I can't.
Who are you?
Yeah, people have changed so much that it's genuinely taken me a good few seconds to look and actually be like, wait, who's that?
And then you realise and you're like, what?
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God. But yeah, school reunion is happening. Adorable.
So exciting.
But yeah, I think my friend Tamara and Melissa, we decided to bleach my hair from a purpley something to blonde. I remember we went into, what salon services? Terry's
Sales. Yeah.
Got all the bleach in the bowls and all that and just lashed it on conditioner. Ran out of bleach. Didn't have enough bleach. Had no idea what a toner or anything was over.
No, sure.
And this was just scalp to end. and I remember we were going to the carnival that evening. And I just had to wash it out and I just had this patchy orange, weird fucking hair. And we went to the carnival that night and I remember when we got there, I think when the lads or something turned around and was
said
like,
it to you.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with your hair? That was probably the worst condition it was in and the worst look.
Yeah. crispy, like.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had anything that I'm like. I did have a wispy fringe for a while when I was like 20.
That was nice.
2 or 3, maybe.
Yeah, that was nice. Would you not get that again?
No.
Really?
No.
I think it was nice. And the blonde?
Yeah, no. That scalp to end blonde on me is not good.
Scary. And I done the same thing. I bleached my hair, but I didn't realise. I put off Depop. I didn't realise that, like, what bleach was. Because why would you, like?
Oh, yeah.
I just thought it was, like, a dye. Yeah. Like, so I just was like, well, like, I think my sister's on the back for me, but I'd on the front. But, like, I just didn't realise what it could do to your hair. And, like, I bleached it twice in one day.
Just fries it.
I was like, yeah, I'm not blonde enough. Just done it again.
Why did we do that?
I know. And then over, it wasn't fried straight away, but it was overtimed. And after that,
you can just feel the crispiness.
And it was getting shorter and shorter as I got cut. Then I got it cut to, it was like literally to under my boobs.
Aww.
Got it cut to like above my boobs and then got cut to a bob. Then I dyed it blue after, because the blonde wasn't nice. It wasn't, it was ginger like.
Yeah.
So I put blue over it. I had to dye that out for school when I got back. There was kind of blue hair. Put a black over it and then, or brown, and it turned green.
Oh, because the blue was blue. Under it.
Yeah. So it was like, so in the light, I remember someone was like, "You're green." I was like, no.
But not
it
looked, on purpose.
It literally looked green in the light. It would be like a dark, really dark, murky, like shite green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Diarrhea green. Like, green. Great.
That was probably my worst one.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah. Did you used to shave your hair as a child?
No.
I did. Where? I vividly remember, like, just in my room.
But where? What part of my hair?
Like, I just, like, take it, get a, like, my dad's disposable razor.
To thin it out?
Yeah.
No.
And just absolutely butcher the shite. Why did we think that thin hair was cool?
I remember my sister done that.
What? I remember doing it and just being like, I think it was when the mullet was in. I did have a mullet as well. Did we call them gullets?
Oh.
A girl mullet is a gullet. Oh, why? A gullet sounds like your belly or something.
Yeah, it does sound like a gullet or something. I think it was in trend to have like just like a point at the end. It wasn't like you did not want the blunt.
Like a V.
Yeah, who would want a healthy blonde hair?
Jesus, could never,
like,
no.
It was like...
I remember when I got my like mullet kind of thing. So it was all tiny little short layers up here. And then you had your long bits at the side. And then I had like a side fringe.
Did someone cut it for you? Like,
I'm nearly sure. No, I went and got it done, I think. And my sister had the spikes. And I remember thinking she was so cool.
Oh my God.
Do you remember spikes?
Were spikes... Did you make, like, you put them gel in them, like?
My sister used to suck them up with the hairdryer or with the Hoover. So you'd put the Hoover on your spikes. I have to try
it. It was Bebo Stunna vibes.
Yeah. If you didn't have spikes, you weren't cool. And I thought those kind of girls, if they had like a streak of like pink or red with their spikes, little tiny thin extensions and a Columbia pink and white jacket on, you were the fucking bee's knees.
Columbia was cool.
You were spikes hair.
I had a white and blue jacket and I thought I was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, and see, if a fella looked like this, I thought he was the love of my life.
He would get it.
He would get it. You look like that.
No, I wasn't into that.
Oh my God. Men with a mullet. Like, I need to find a girl.
Oh, you don't. I don't think that man is nice.
Oh, and they wore those Topshop t-shirts that had like, the base of it was all one colour and then the trim of it was in a
different colour. Yeah, I know, and the buttons.
Three buttons on them. Rosary beads around their neck. And they were like this.
Yeah.
But yeah, Queen had spikes, I remember. And I thought she was so cool.
How would you get, would you have to cut your hair short so it could be a spike though?
Yeah. So like all on the crown, so you'd have your like side fringe.
So it looked like your hair broke off, really, snapped off.
Basically, yeah. But it was all cut like same length. And then you just spiked all that up, had all the rest of it down. You were whopper.
I wish something like that was in trend now. So proper
imagine how funny it'd be like.
I know.
But like looking at the trends you go through, you're just like, who decided on that and who thought that was cool? Why did we all wear holy bracelets? I didn't know half them men on them holy bracelets.
Yeah, we wore them.
I don't know.
Where was your beads?
I just thought they were so cool. I remember wearing beads as well, or like the big, huge, thick belts.
And I used to think it was lovely when a Bella had rosary bracelets on.
Like why? Peplum tops.
Love.
I don't think I'd... Oh, maybe I'd peplum top, a pencil skirt, and a pair of fake Jeffrey Campbell heels. Oh, you would catch me at the weekend in them all the time.
Me and the girls used to always wear heels with socks, like long white socks. And think that they were good. And we had these hooves from H&M. I can only describe them as a hoof. It was like an oak, but black, but heel.
Why?
But the front of it looked like that oak.
Yeah, a lot of my heels I was wearing were closed toes, like boots.
And then we have a big sock sticking out. I remember we all wore white Converse to Wes. And someone said, why do you all wear white Converse? And we were real offended.
Uh-huh.
We were real offended.
Fuck them.
We were like, that's so mean.
Aww. Why would she ask us? But we're all wearing white
Did you ever wear those heels that had no heel? So is it
yes?
Yeah, did you?
Like, no, I didn't wear them, but I know what you mean.
The ones that were like
negative space.
Like, yeah.
Lady Gaga used to wear them.
Cuiva had them actually in pink.
These?
Yeah.
Yeah. How were they walkable? I was like, I wouldn't know. They're like when your shoe fell off the weekend. Your
heel. They were like my heels on the weekend. Yeah, by accident. Shit.
What the hell? Why did they fall off? Did they both just snap?
So sad. Do you know what? I have a little step coming out of my back.
Oh, they didn't just fall off.
I wore hooves on the weekend. I accidentally... I was fuming because I haven't even worn them yet and I wanted to wear them out. Was trying to find something nice to wear them for. And I ended up like one of Santa's helpers.
You're like the Wicked Witch under the under the... In Wizard of Oz, under the thing.
There was no like grippy bits here, right? So they were just like shiny, completely shiny. And the other way, I have a step coming out my bathroom onto my landing. Both my feet at the exact same time just slipped down the step. And I just landed down on the other step and I go...
On your knees?
No, I just like stopped and both the heels were just on opposite side of me.
Oh, I'd return them for faultiness.
No.
They couldn't go that bad.
I think they were like a tenner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well then, never mind.
So sad.
Still, that was fuck.
I know, it's fuming.
Imagine you were out and that happened.
I know.
Go around like Dorothy.
I put on another pair and Graham was like, do you want to bring another pair just in case these ones break? It's fine.
I thought you were just walking and they said,
oh God, no.
That would be faulty.
Going back to hair, have you ever cut your own hair?
Have I cut my own? No, my friend cut for me though.
Have you never taken a scissor to your hair?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, girl.
My friend cut me a fringe into the bin in my room.
Was it a micro fringe?
No, actually. Oh. It was long enough.
Was it nice?
No, it wasn't. Oh. Well, it wasn't bad. We cut my fringe, Queeve's fringe, and Sophie's fringe all in one day.
It was all just...
I think three of us just all wanted fringes. Yeah.
I think it's a sensation thing. Like, even when you see kids who cutting, do it.
Yeah.
I think it's like...
I love that sound.
Yeah.
I love
to feel
that sound.
Just grabbing a load of your hair and just going...
Yeah, I used to cut my doll's hairs.
Yeah.
Into the sink.
It's something to do with just feeling how you actually do that.
Yeah.
Feels so fun.
Cynthia needs a makeover. I'm like,
yeah.
Not one of my dolls probably had hair left.
I definitely did. I think there's school pictures of me. And I think this is the phase where I had to start wearing hair bands because I think I just like...
Oh.
So like my mom just put hair...
My sister used to shave her with... Or no, pluck...
Widow's
peak.
What? Oh, willows. I was going to say widow's
peak.
Did she?
Yeah.
To make it like straight.
Yeah.
And no,
then
I
it would just
one.
Be spiky. Like, no.
Hmm?
No.
Forehead's too big.
Yeah, she used to cut it.
I'm back there.
Or shave it. I think shave and pluck.
Why are we obsessed with doing all that?
I don't know. There's a few other fucking weird things we used to do as well. There's a lot of trends online about blonde blindness where people can't get enough blonde.
Mm.
I definitely have this.
Oh, that's a thing.
Slash had, slash always.
Yeah. Blonde is one of those things that like every time you get it done, you just feel so fresh. But every time you go back to get it done, you're always like, I think I just want to go a little bit brighter today. It's just so to change it up. Like when you go to get your hair done, the result for me, get my hair done is you want to feel different than when you walked in.
Yes.
So if you go in a shade of blonde and you come out the exact same shade of blonde, I'd be like, oh.
It's not, it doesn't hit the same.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Something needs to change. Even if it's like a bit of face framing or something.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh yeah.
A little bit better. Like,
yeah. Blonde blind, definitely a thing.
Yeah. It's addictive. It's like tan. I feel like after a while, you don't even think you're blonde anymore.
Yeah, yeah. You just feel like it's all washed away.
Brunette. Actually brunette.
Yeah. I don't know why it does that.
It's just because I think you get used to what you look like. It's like having like, when you're tan in summer. And you don't think you're tanned and everyone else you like you're proper tanned. And
yeah.
Like,
no. When I was blonde, I definitely had that.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Like even before I went red, I remember I went from blonde to red.
Yes.
So I remember that blonde that I had before that red, way too bright for me. Like who? I couldn't be more of a brunette if you tried. Like.
What was the blonde?
Look white.
Yeah.
It was blonde. Now, like gorgeous colour.
Yeah.
But not for me.
Was it the hair you had in Kerry? In Sneem?
I think it was brighter.
Was it?
Mm. Really bright. Yeah.
I do love you blonde though too.
Ah, girl.
It does not suit you like.
No.
At all.
No. Who's your one out of EastEnders that my mum always used to call me? She was on that trip in London with us.
Oh. Okay. Ellen?
No.
Oh.
Girl in EastEnders.
Can you?
And she's blonde. Wears hoop earrings. Mum says, that's you.
She was so nice. I think she asked us to do a picture together or something.
Aww.
As in of us, not of me. No, she wasn't like, she wasn't like, do you want to get a picture with me?
I would have. I said, yeah.
No, no, I think she's like, she was really nice.
Oh.
No, I really liked you, blonde, too. Do you hate it looking back? Like, would you never go back?
Blonde again.
Really?
I can't
blonde at all.
Or something again. Like, yeah. I always have to have like a wash of darkness.
Of darkness in it.
Has to be, has to be.
Yeah.
Blusher, eyebrow blindness.
Yeah, I used to have that.
Yeah.
Eyebrow. I wanted really thick eyebrows. I never had them. So I was like, right, I can just fake it by brushing them all the way up and then fill them in. And then it looks like my brows is that high, is that big.
Like straight up.
Straight. Like,
I don't get it.
I used to get them laminated like that.
I'll show you a picture.
Did you?
Sometimes when I see people that like wear your makeup, whatever you want to wear, but the straight up with the lamination.
No. No one's eyebrows are naturally
it
like does, that.
I just don't think it flatters most people.
No.
It's not actually probably not.
No, even if the lamination goes like a bit that sideways. Yeah, I like that. And like it's shaped. Do you know what I mean? But like if you can tell they're not done and they're just brushed straight up.
Yeah, I feel like I used to do it and not have like
no structure in it.
Yeah, like, just what it is? Up. As long as they were up, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, these are great.
Right, let me find.
They're so thick.
So thick. Wait, I need to find them.
We go through phases with eyebrows, though. I really do feel that from wanting them really, really thin. In school, I wanted them like a pen.
Yeah.
The thinner, the better. And
the thinner, the better.
Pluck the living daylights out of them.
Yeah.
I remember I V'd my eyebrows and I left the V on too. I probably wasn't even V'd for your face. It was definitely V'd for your legs. And I just went like, so like a big strip down the middle, strip underneath. And I left, I was in sixth class, I remember. And I left it on for too long. So when I wiped it away, it took a layer of skin off. And I was just rocking around with this big like scab running down the middle of my eyebrows in secondary school or in sixth class for ages.
My sister plucked off all my eyebrows because she thought they were too bushy. And they never grew back the same. Anyway, this is my eyebrows.
Show me.
I also had, obviously had sun blindness, so my skin looks very damaged here.
Charlene! No, you did. When was that?
Circa 2020.
No, you didn't go around like that in 2020.
Did you?
Did I not?
Show me that again. I need to see it close.
That was them freshly done. So like that was the worst they were.
So that, is that them without tint?
Well, I just wanted anyway. No, that was with tint.
Yeah, but like fresh, then you got them done that day. Like,
yeah. But and I just wanted thick brows, guys. I just wanted a thick. Girl, I wanted to be Jess Hunt.
You took thick to a whole new level.
To two C's.
I don't remember them like that.
Let me try find a few days later and see how much they died down. I feel like you don't know with stone.
No,
and then I used to get lashes all the time.
Yeah, you were a lash girl.
I was a lash girl. Yeah, see here they're a bit more normal.
Are they?
Like, here's me and you actually.
Or
actually they're still quite thick.
No, they're not.
No, they're
not
a little
bit my face.
But like still they're standing up, like that eyebrow is up straight as hell. So
we definitely evolve in there.
Anyone not watching on video.
We evolve in there.
We evolve in there, yeah.
100%.
But I just wanted, I think as you get older, you start to be more accepting of what you have.
Yeah.
And you work what you have.
I'm only doing that now with my lashes.
What?
I was a fake lash girl, like not.
Getting extensions?
Not extension ones, like strip lashes. I wouldn't leave the house without them.
Yeah.
Would not leave the house without them.
Yeah, you didn't for a long time.
No, you still will very rarely catch me on Instagram without a set of lashes on. Like I wouldn't post a picture with no lashes on. No way.
Have you never?
Don't think so.
What?
No, yeah.
I've never noticed that.
Pretty sure every picture on my Instagram I have either like overnight lashes on or there's one video I can see now. I'd notice
it straight away. Yeah. Yeah, no one else would.
You'd very rarely catch me without
a lash
on. Do I have no lash on there? No, I do. Mm. Yeah, very rarely.
Oh my God.
Weird with lashes.
Yeah, that's your thing.
I feel naked.
Really?
Yeah.
But you have lovely lashes, natural.
Yeah, but it just doesn't hit the same as a little corner lash, does it?
Yeah,
a little corner lash. Especially if you feel like if you have a full face makeup on.
Yeah.
I just always feel like something missing.
Something's not done. Mm. Yeah.
Definitely.
Sometimes I do a little eyeliner flick and I feel like it's the same thing.
It fills it out a bit.
Yeah. It gives you one little lash in the corner. Blush blindness, I still have probably sometimes.
I don't think that's too bad though.
No, I think blush, at least you can wipe that off.
Yeah, you get away with that one. You know?
Yeah. Mm. But I do think as you get older, you kind of come to terms with what you have and you're like, right.
Yeah. just need to work with that. Yeah. Or like even body types. Like, do you ever like save an outfit or something where like you're like, oh, that person's body sounds like, I actually genetically can't get to have that body.
Okay, me every day.
Like I'm like, my hips aren't that shape.
Yeah.
Or my legs will never go that skinny. Or like all these little things.
My bones
like,
just won't.
My bone. That is not my bonal structure. Yeah. So it's nice in a way.
That you kind of grow up and grow out of things.
Yeah, that you're like, right, well.
It's fun to go through those phases. I feel like in those phases as well, though, you're really like trying to find your own as well, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, think of like the big fad phases. Maybe when you were a bit younger, maybe. So like younger, 14, yeah. 15, 13, 14, 15, whatever. You all just wanted to look like each other. You had this, and I see now when I see girls, yeah, if I see like a group of girls out or whatever, if I'm driving or whatever, and you see that they have the exact same runners on, the exact same leggings or whatever, and the exact same coat, the three of them will.
Yeah.
I remember those stages and I'm just like, all you want to do is fit in.
Yeah, I know. And you didn't have what someone else had, you'd be like,
Oh my God. See an Adidas tracksuit?
Yeah.
That was our thing.
Yeah.
Look, my friend Melissa had the best Adidas tracksuits ever. Really? I still vividly remember them. She had a black one that had gold,
colors, like,
gold stripes down the side.
My sister had that one.
Did she? Yeah. I loved that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I got a red one and I thought it was so cool. Red with white stripes. She also had this blue one, I think. I had a navy one as well and I loved it. I loved Adidas tracksuits.
We didn't wear full tracksuits. We just had the tops and then leggings.
No, we had the full Monty. Oh,
I wish I had that.
Yeah.
No, we did. That wasn't cool for us. We wasn't had to wear that? Leggings. And then, yeah, leggings and a tracksuit top, like.
Oh, God.
And the cool runners. They were the coolest ones were at that time.
And then you have our parents back then, actually.
Oh, I'm dying. I can't wait to have a kid and, like, see what they
wear want
and the phase. Yeah. The mom, it's not a phase. Like, I seen actually someone talk about on TikTok how, like, you shouldn't get tattoos until you're, I can't remember the age they were saying, but, like, there definitely needs to be a fucking... I got one, like thank God I didn't get what I wanted at 16, but I got one at 16. But I wanted like quotes all over me.
I wanted Kelly on my wrist with a love heart. I used to draw it in primary school. I used to write the word Kelly on my wrist.
That's kind of nice though.
No, it's not.
It also looks like that you're with someone that called Kelly.
Called Kelly. Yeah. Oh, who's Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh no. Like what?
My surname actually.
I thought it was the cool. I literally used to sit there and be like.
I know.
Is there a pen on me?
It's mad how your brain just... But you think your brain will never change. You're like, I'm always going to want that. Like, you think, why would I not? I think when you're younger, you don't actually think you're ever going to be an adult. Do you?
I couldn't wait to be... I remember saying this a few weeks ago. I couldn't wait to get to the stage where it was socially acceptable to wear heels during the day.
You were saying, yeah. No one fucking does.
That was an adult to me. Like, if you could go to the pub on a Sunday in a pair of heels, you were...
Really?
So cool. Yeah, that was how I knew I was at like an adult age when you could wear heels during the day.
I can't remember.
Or like heels and jeans, or like
Still feel like a child sometimes though. So I'm like, I don't know.
I can't believe I'm 30 next year. That's what's scary.
My sister just turned 30 now.
That's what's, like that's. But so many people talked to have all
but
said.
But my sister said it's not scary. She said she was like, oh no, it's actually around 40, probably be scary. But I feel like then when you get 40, you're like, oh, 50.
I know. Yeah.
Like every time we just don't think anymore.
You never think you're actually that old.
Yeah.
Oh, but we do. We get old.
Oh no. Any outfits that stick in your mind that you can't understand? Like one that you're like, oh my God.
The colourful American Apparel leggings.
Yes.
With a big Jeffrey Campbell shoe and off the shoulder, like puffy top.
Yeah.
And I used to do my hair in a bow like I was going to Disneyland.
Like Lady Gaga.
Yeah. So I used to put it up in this big ponytail and like just have this big bow.
A bow of hair.
A bow of hair. I'll find a picture. I have it on. I know where it is. I'll find a piece. What in the world? What? Or peplum tops. You were 14. Why are you wearing a peplum top? Like thinking you're...
Yeah. What?
And a pencil skirt past your knees. Like, it's like you're too old.
Peplum shouldn't be worn until over the age of 25.
Or me and Hannah were actually only talking about it the other night, and I definitely wasn't the only one. We went through a phase of wearing necklaces on our head. So, like, it'd be a big, like, flower necklace, but you put it on your forehead.
Yeah.
So, like, all the diamonds and jewels and all just be on here.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I remember going to sin.
I remember
this,
that too.
This necklace on my head. Like, why?
I do feel like, though, it was fun back then, like,
it
to do things
so
like that.
It was so fun.
I feel like now it's real boring. Like, no one go around with necklace in the head.
But back then, you used to just borrow clothes off anyone. I'd text anyone in my ear for clothes.
Oh, so you wouldn't even talk to them?
No. I'm like, hey, can I borrow that?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Who did I see someone on TikTok?
And they'd always provide.
Oh, yeah. And they, I think it was this girl and she was doing a story time or something about how you borrowed clothes off someone in school and if they brought it in like a brown Thomas bag or something.
I seen the video. I saw the video. You had to
leave that brown Thomas bag and you had to give it back.
You had to give it back.
No, I never got brown Thomas bags. But like whatever specific bag they gave you, the
you
item
keep that bag. You wash it and you give it back.
You had to give it back in that bag. Borrowing clothes is so fun.
I know. I wish that was still a thing.
It's not really now, is it?
No, you can't. No.
Why do you get old?
Your friends, but not, you wouldn't text random people.
No.
No.
You texted anyone back then. Can I borrow?
You're younger, you've less like inhibitions.
You just don't really think like.
Yeah. It's just more, I suppose, socially acceptable. It still is, but I think it's not as.
You'd just be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. If someone random texts me, like, now.
Can I borrow that?
I wouldn't have thought twice about it when I was younger, but now.
Oh, yeah.
Now, because no one does it. If everyone's still done it, then it wouldn't be.
Yeah, then it'd be grand.
No. If anyone wants to borrow anything, let me know. Let's bring it back. Mine would probably be. I didn't have the real American Apparel leggings. They were from like Catch.
Yeah.
Blue ones.
Yeah. They had no zip on them. They were just the...
Just pull on.
Yeah.
And then a black boob tube and black Vans.
Vans.
We thought we were Vans, yeah.
I had the slip-on ones, the checkered ones. Yeah. I had them for a while.
Still have them somewhere.
Pretty sure I was still wearing Vans when I was in Canada, which would have been 7 years ago.
I think they're cool.
No, I wouldn't wear Vans now.
I don't know where... I kind of want my Vans now. Where are they?
No,
when I get something in my head,
yeah.
I'm hyper fixated.
What would you wear them with now?
Jeans.
Would you?
Just sticking it. They're platform ones and they're
cute ones. Okay. I like the platform ones.
Needs.
Oh no, I'm after planting the seed now. Shit.
I'm going to make out for this. We have some listener replies from people that also have some fashion and makeup and hair faux pas. Bleached my hair blonde, now I have a bob.
I feel like at one stage or another, if you just go too far with the bleach, it's the only answer, isn't it?
Yeah,
it really is. Nip ponchos.
Oh my god, I loved nip ponchos.
She said she was only 7 or 8. I remember wearing them with, I used to wear black leather leggings, black over the knee platform boots. Do you know, like the suede?
Yeah.
I can't remember what top it was. And then I'd have a poncho on over.
I used to love a poncho.
My sister had a poncho that had fur trim the whole time.
Oh my god.
I'd probably still wear one of them now.
I wore one not that long, like a few years ago, but
can we bring them back for winter, please?
Honestly.
I'll wear a
very
poncho.
Cozy. I had a pink one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dyeing my hair Rihanna red.
We all wanted to be her when she had that red hair. Definitely. I wore a massive hairband for 4 years straight. Hairbands were definitely a thing. When I was in school, primary school more so.
Like a head, like a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't one, and these pick white one.
Your ears were killing you afterwards.
I had a white one.
90s brow, should have listened to my mom and left them alone.
Aww. I still say that to my mom now. I'm like, why did you ever let me dye my hair? Like, because she always hears me saying like, see, when I have a child, she's not touching her hair.
My
mom was laughing at me one day. She says, you say that now?
You scourged me to bring you to get your hair done.
Yeah.
She was like, rude.
You wouldn't drop it. You scourged me.
Oh.
First time I got my hair done, I was 12, I think. I got highlights when I was down in Wicklow. And I thought I was the shit.
I put like a plum box dye in or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Girl.
I know. We all just wanted to be older.
Literally. And then you get to this age, you just want to be younger.
And we're all getting fucking Botox.
Mustache print everything.
I remember this. I didn't have it though.
What the hell is mustache print? Leggings, t-shirts, all... Literally mustache.
Yeah. Do you remember the mustache like graphic?
No.
Yeah.
I just think of Pringles when I think of them.
So do I. Yeah, same. That's amazing.
That
was
a print at one stage.
Yeah. Yes. Bra straps showing in strapless tops. Yeah. Or any tops for that matter.
Which a bra strap.
You would want everyone to know you're wearing a bra.
Oh, yeah. Wearing a bra means got tits when you definitely do.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I ever wore a thong.
Yeah.
I was like, everyone, look at me. Like, I'm literally, it's under my clothes. And I'm like, everyone knows I'm wearing a thong. Yeah.
Big fat lashes or heavy Russian lashes. Yeah. I used to love loads of lashes.
It's just, my eyes, it doesn't suit my eye shape or my eyes because they just go really small. They go really like, not small, sorry. They go, like, they look tired.
Yeah, heavy look.
Because the lashes were too heavy for my lashes.
Yeah.
So, like, they actually would collapse into my eye and just make me look wrecked all the time.
Leggings under denim shorts.
Oh, my God. Did you have them hot pants from River Island, the denim ones?
Well,
they're literally hot pants, but we all had them. Oh. We used to wear them with tights and Converse and a hoodie and go out like that. Yeah. Maybelline Dream Matte Mousse, extra bad when smeared over the lips for the concealer lip look. That's extra points.
You just put it on with your hands. Like,
I don't think I had that.
Oh, I did.
I wore Collection 2000 foundation.
I was
Elizabeth, kind of slapped them.
Elizabeth Arden, toasty beige with the sponge. And I still remember the smell. I wonder, can you actually buy that anywhere now? Or pan stick.
Yeah, my sister used that.
The only reason we used pan stick though was because me and Cooper were in stage school at the time. We used to wear, like, we used to have it at home. But I remember the smell of pan stick as well.
Oh, it smelled so nice. My sister had literally had it. It smelled so good.
Painted it on you.
It's thick. And you could feel it on your skin. She used to do like makeovers on me from time to time and use it and I could smell it.
Oh.
The little black chokers.
Yep. My passport picture for the last fucking 15 years was that. I had a black choker on. Mine was like all the little rings.
Stretchy ones. Yep. Like
stretchy ones. Who let me wear that in my passport photo as well? Like,
I used to wear cat whiskers on my eyeliner every day. Dead right.
Girl,
meow meow.
If that's what made you happy.
That's so funny. I'm guessing you don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Please say you
yes, don't. Please not.
Colourful jeans in green, red, blue. I wasn't really. I can picture it in my head.
Did you have the tights in the colourful tights?
Ah, yeah.
I had like mustard from Penny's and a hot pink.
Oh my God, I'm getting a flashback there. I wore red tights. Red tights, no socks, platform blue Vans, denim shorts. And it was probably a fucking peplum top or like some sort. I can see myself.
Yeah, colour tights were like the coolest thing ever. Yeah. Spiked heels, they're the ones we were talking about.
Yep.
I got dip dye, but only my bottom layer, so it looked like blonde extensions. I'm ginger.
Oh, girl. Used to tweeze my bushy brow so thin that the shadow of my plucked brow was thicker than the brow itself.
The Bebo fringe.
Oh, yes, girl. I miss Bebo.
I know, I never had it.
Oh, it was the days. It really was.
On my first day of college in 2016, I wore a khaki everything coat, hoodie and Chelsea boots.
What
khaki
ones are Chelsea boots now?
They have like the little stretchy bit in the middle of them.
Yes.
Do you know?
Yeah. Those Aztec dresses to teenage discos.
Oh. I went through a phase of either wearing my hair in a quiff or else a donut bun.
How could we forget the quiff?
I don't think I wore it that much.
My sister,
I still love a quiff.
Rocked a quiff.
I think I should wear one now.
I think you should. Why aren't they things anymore? It was so easy.
Bring them back.
Bring it back. I think you should do it. Yeah.
But maybe not. Like, I definitely would do a little small one.
Just something to hold it back. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why not?
I still love a quiff.
Quiff it again, everyone.
The bigger, the better.
Quiff for presents.
Aww. That's a trip down memory lane.
Yeah, that was cute. I also remember dip dyeing my hair actually with a kit from L'Oreal. Came with like a brush. Special brush, and you said to like, and I just did like a straight line.
Aww.
It was like someone dunked my head in. Not good. Seeks and Sols is next. We always want to help you and give you advice, kind of the conversation you have with the gals in the bathroom of a nightclub. We try to give you the best advice that we can. These are all taken into our email address. It's homeidrink@goloudnow.com, and this is today's Seeks and Sols. I've had a situationship with a work colleague for around a year now. We were really good friends at the start, and staff and management always commented on how well we got on together. Nothing ever happened between us. I always denied liking him at work until an event last year. A work event. I was quite drunk, but I remember he said loads of statements implying that he wasn't ready now, but definitely wanted something in the future. We got closer and closer throughout the year and had gone for casual drinks together as well as texting outside of work. Throughout the year, he did two or three different things that really let me down, but I forgave him and we'd be back talking again. One incident occurred where he really let me down and we barely talked in work for the majority of 4 months. Slowly again, I forgave him, but we were never the same, which I was okay with. I recently reduced my hours at work and returned to education. I was so happy to start this new chapter of my life and to finally start to forget him. A few weeks ago, he pulled me aside to say that someone came up to him about the rumours going around about us. He was so angry and upset and said nothing was ever going to happen between us and that he never even considered us ending more than work colleagues. I was shaken after the conversation. I think he realised that he upset and really frightened me. Fast forward a few weeks ago, he's acting like the good friend we were at the beginning of the year and I'm afraid he's going to start leading me on again. His actions and his words do not match and I have no idea what to do to get over him. We work so closely together that we spend a minimum of 10 or 15 hours a week around each other and we have to have a close communication for work purposes. How do I remain having a professional relationship with him but get over him at the same time?
Oh. Do you think there really was rumours? Or was he just saying that?
No, I'd say there was.
Yeah?
Probably, yeah. If he was actually angry. Well, I don't know though.
I don't know why the first thing in my head was to think that there wasn't really and he was just using it as like a
way to get back in, kind
of.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think in some ways, like, you have to, there's times like that where you just have to be in close proximity with someone. I think the way to get over them is still the same, but I think it just takes longer.
Okay.
Because you can't be outside your mind because they're in your sight.
Yeah, they're
in your mind.
There. Yeah.
But it's possible. I went to college with an ex.
You did?
We didn't have to talk in close proximity. Like, this, obviously, it's different, but like, that's someone you're seeing every day. And like, it's just a bit of a longer and harder process because if they do something to annoy you, like, it's just, it kind of sets you back a little bit or something. But like, it's just still
have to do.
Yeah. And it still does work.
I think definitely literally just keeping it to work. Like,
yeah.
Even if it's as much as he's trying to
text you outside of work or something.
About something. Yeah. Sorry. I'd either say to him like, hi, like, I strictly want to keep this, like, colleagues.
Yeah.
Or if he's in person with you, trying to, I don't know, flirt or like.
Yeah, you just.
You need to shut it down straight away for your own peace of mind. And also so he knows where you're standing with the situation as well.
Yeah. And for your, you just need to be really, it's hard, but you need to be really headstrong with it and just cut, like, because it's fun when you know you like someone, you had something with someone, like, it's easy to fall back into, like, routine of flirting or like whatever else he's used to do, but you need to be really, really strong in being like, I don't want that again.
Mm-mm.
I'm not going to let myself get into that again. And just think of it as if it's someone who you just have met and you have to be pressured with them. Act like you don't even know him outside of that.
Yeah.
And don't have any outside conversations if you can.
Yeah.
Maybe also like trying to move on outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
Going on dates or something, like, so you're actually not interested
in it. Yeah, something to occupy your mind instead of him.
Yeah.
Like, because like Cher said, it would be easy to just fall back into an easy routine again because you know you're going to see him in work and stuff. But trying to occupy your mind elsewhere too.
100%.
Will definitely keep that part away. Like.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And just remember, just be strong.
You can do this, girl.
You can do it. And over time, it'll be you being really strong for the first few weeks.
Yeah.
But then over time, it's not going to take as much anymore because you actually have to get over him anyway, even though he's still in your sight.
Give yourself the ick. Just, yeah, think of something.
Yeah. Like Scarlett for him being annoyed about rumours and all.
Scarlett from, yeah, ick.
That's really he.
That's mad.
I hate when men care about things like that.
Hate when men care.
Yeah, no. like, why is he so angry, like, at a rumour going around?
Yeah.
And then he's
real. I heard rumours about us.
Yeah, right. And then he's real mean, saying he never saw it happening. Like, give yourself the ick from that. Like, you deserve someone who does see something happening and does want something with you and doesn't care about stupid rumours going around.
Yeah.
Do you know?
He's an ick ball.
He's a fucking walking ick. Walk and talk. Moving ick, man. We hate it. We hate the work, man. Phone a friend is where we get to get advice from you. So the listeners, these are coming in to our Instagram stories every week. Mm-hmm. We put up to them and ask our followers for their advice every week. And this is phone a friend.
So this is the dilemma. Me and my boyfriend are together 2 years now. He works away during the week, so I only see him on the weekends, which of course is hard for me. I've always trusted him, but I've noticed that he doesn't text me as much since he moved, but he's either working or in the gym, so I'm not too worried. We were lying in bed and I casually said, let me see who liked your stories, because the man does not post me often, but in fairness, he doesn't post in general. He closed his phone immediately and said no and got so defensive, saying that I should trust him. But why wouldn't you just show me the phone if we trust each other and he has nothing to hide? He let me drive home and I've broken up with him over it because he seems like he was hiding something. Can you just give me your opinion, because this is a really good, healthy relationship and I don't want to lose it, but I also will never know what was on his phone in that moment.
Okay, here's what you just have to say. First one is exactly what I thought. Yeah. Trust your gut.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There was something on it, like?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, like, if you've nothing to hide, why not show it?
Why not show?
Yeah.
I just think it was me. Like, we know how we'd react. We're like, yeah, obviously here. Yeah. Like, there's nothing to hide.
Yeah.
You know?
If you've already broken up, I wouldn't be crawling back.
If he let you go and didn't fight the breakup, then there's a lot of red flags.
Yes, actually. Yeah, if he didn't even try to say, like, stop you. Yeah. Had the same issue before. And of course, he was hiding something. The fact you broke up with him and he still hasn't showed you his phone, it says it all.
Yeah, very true. If he had nothing to hide, then he would show you.
Mm-hmm. If you allow them to do something once, you have to accept it forever. Leave. That's very true, actually.
Yeah.
Even at like the start of relationships and stuff.
You're setting the standards and the boundaries.
Yeah, that's the pinnacle moment of setting what you're going to put up with.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Definitely suspicious. Give him some space to focus on yourself. Have a conversation in the future.
Mm. Next one. Run. Nobody is worth your sanity. You'll drive yourself insane whenever he posts a story.
So true.
True. Like going forward, you'll probably be like, oh.
Yeah.
Always thinking like,
no one's worth your mentee hate.
No.
Mm-mm-mm. They're just not.
No.
You
need to protect that at all costs.
Yeah. My BF was never shady with his phone, then one day started acting like this. I was actually really freaked out and brought it up and it started an argument, but we never broke up. Turns out he bought a ring and was afraid I'd find out. You propose and we're married 6 weeks tomorrow. Not everything is a red flag.
Aww.
That's a good story.
See, that gives me a little bit of faith in things, but also...
But also the story, like, there's hardly a jeweler, like, yeah. story in that case. Aww. But that's so nice.
That's adorable.
And congratulations on the wedding.
Right. Level up your life independently and give it time. They always come back.
If she needed a check, she doesn't trust him. Simple. Do you think it's true? I think you can be curious, but still trust someone.
Yeah, you can just be like, oh.
I was like, I'd like to know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily check to ask, but if I was sitting there, like, if it came into my head, I wouldn't think, oh God, I can't ask him because anyone think I trust him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just, I think that it's like a friend. Like,
yeah, there's nosiness and then there's doing it out of, I don't trust you.
About, like, yeah. I know someone's liking them. Yeah.
Nosiness or cautious kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did the right thing. No trust, no relationship.
Yeah, I think she's done the right thing. And if he's still not showing the phone.
Yeah, says it all, really, doesn't it? She's not fighting for it or anything either.
Yeah.
You know?
You deserve so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And you should, like, someone would just be like, yeah, here. I think, like, it's different if, I don't think someone should ever, like, go through a phone or, like, be like, give me your phone. But if you literally asking who likes your story and you're sitting beside them.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
It's just, like, a question.
Yeah.
It's not you interrogating no one. Do you know? Peak and bleak of the week. We get to pick one high, which is their peak, and one low, which is their bleak. That's happened in the last week. What is your bleak this week?
How positive of us that we can't think of
bleaks. No, my bleak is that.
Oh, I don't have one.
I hate the darkness.
Oh, okay, okay.
And it makes me sad. And it also makes me lazy. And I'm out of it.
That is
like a bag of arse.
That is a bleak.
Yeah.
I do get it.
Yeah.
Gosh, I really don't think I have a bleak this week. I'm really sorry.
Wow.
I've loads of washing to do.
That's pretty bleak.
That is pretty bleak.
That's bad.
My unhealthy habit of hiding clothes and wash baskets, thinking I have no clothes, and then I buy more clothes. And then when I eventually do all my washing, I realise, fuck, where am I putting all this?
Same. I have a washing basket full of stuff. I'm like, I can't actually wash you because I've nowhere to put you.
Yeah. Where are you going?
It's just sitting there.
I have...
So whatever's in there may as well not exist to me.
I have four washing baskets upstairs. There's one in the bathroom. Because I have a really bad habit as well. When I go into the bathroom to have a shower, I'll take off my clothes and I'll just leave them there.
Yeah,
so I said, oh, brilliant. I'll get a wash basket for the bathroom. No, you're just hiding more clothes in there, Ellie. You just added a fourth wash basket to your upstairs.
Oh.
Yep. Two in my old bedroom.
And do you put everything all together? Do you have everything separate?
I put them all in together and then when washing day eventually comes around.
Oh, so you wash separately.
Yeah. Do you wash your knickers and socks with your wash?
Yeah, do you not?
No, I wash them all separately.
To your everything else?
Yeah.
Like, I'd put in knickers and socks with, like, my towels. Sorry, not socks. Put in socks, my whites.
I just do knickers and socks as a wash, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why.
My socks would all go pink and all.
Ah, my socks are bright grey. You mad?
I put my socks in my whites.
I haven't seen a fresh white pair of socks and I couldn't tell you how long.
I just keep buying them.
Mine are grey.
Love fresh pair of socks.
There's nothing better.
Oh, they just feel so toasty.
Oh, I love. I also love how he said knickers and socks and never bras. Let's be honest.
Bra
how often is your bra getting washed?
Probably could crawl by itself.
Like, why is that a thing?
I don't know. I don't like washing it. I like having it in my hand. I like having it on my boobs.
Why is that a thing?
I'm afraid of fucking it up.
No, but like, 99.9% of women are like that, I'd like to think. Bras are just, they're just
they
like,
really
it's grand. Like, don't really need to wash.
I love guys' this bra I have on now. Like, I'm afraid because I actually can't, they're sold out and I can't get another one. And then I love
it. Is it a Skims one?
No, it's Lounge.
Oh, lovely.
It's, I can't remember the name of it, but it's amazing. And I literally, guys, I was wearing this bra and I was looking for the bra and I was wearing it. That's how comfy it is. It doesn't feel like you're wearing anything. But it has underwear.
Oh, does it?
It's sold out.
I can send it to you,
but I've checked the last few months. It's solid.
Oh.
I'm gonna email them and try to see when they come back in. God. I need every color, like
bras,
so that I can start having this one in the wash cycle. Until then,
well. Just washing their bras. None of it.
Thanks so much for. Peak.
It's only like 8 weeks to Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Have we mentioned the C word on this podcast yet?
No, I don't think so.
I can't wait to put up my Christmas tree.
Really?
Oh, my house is so cozy. I have
no space for a Christmas tree in my apartment.
You had one last year.
Oh, yeah. I could make space there.
Do you remember that?
Everyone's slacking that one. I love Beetle.
You got tore over for our little Christmas tree.
I got faded because everyone said it was too bare.
Girl, I thought it was perfect.
I loved my Christmas. It was perfect. You know my dream collab in life? Me and Lidl. Lidl. Everyone says, well, it's actually Lidl.
Yeah, it's actually Lidl.
And people slag me over here and say, it's actually the correct.
Yeah, group. You're saying it right.
I would love my own range of pink crockery. Is that the words?
Girl, how much cooking do you do?
Actually, not all that much. But it would entice me.
Pink start cooking.
Pink knives, pink forks, pink spoons.
Paris
pink.
Hilton has them. Have you seen her collection?
Yes, that's exactly what I want.
You need that in your life.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
And maybe a pink Christmas tree. I've seen, I saw a TikTok actually, and it was a fella in an apartment, and instead of like an actual Christmas tree, it was a sticker on the wall.
Oh, that I need that.
It was a big Christmas sticker.
No space, like.
He just had it on the wall in the corner, and like just put a few stuff in front of it, like. It's kind of iconic. God. I was like, oh, that makes a lot
that's
of sense.
That's a great idea. No isn't space it? Wasted, like.
Yeah. You're going to have to put it on your kitchen table,
think
girl.
About, yeah, I know. We've got a coffee machine, actually, as well.
I need one.
Yeah.
Really need one.
I need to work it out now tonight. My peak is that I'm going to New York and Miami.
Oh, yeah.
This week. I think next week. I don't know, whenever this episode's out. Woo! I'm bad with dates. But yeah.
That'd be a ball.
Excited. Yeah.
Trying to see what the weather's like in Miami when you're there.
Nice, apparently, still hot.
So weird, because even when you get to New York, it's going to be cold in New York. So you'll have to go from cold to hot.
That's why we've done it that way.
Yeah.
Rather. But then I'm also going to be proper bloated from New York to Miami.
Will you stop?
No, because Dana wants to try all the food.
He's dead right. We're making a list already of what we want.
Yeah, he wants everything.
I was showing Graham the chilies, mozzarella sticks, the Nashville ones. Have you seen them?
Nashville hot. Oh, my mouth warned him.
Oh, banging.
Can't we?
Okay,
can't we? Guys, thanks so much for listening.
That's all.
That was our podcast this week. You can go back and listen back to our bonus episode for Monday, Home, Drink, Extra Juice, if you're not sick of us yet after this episode.
Mm-hmm.
We also have YouTube videos from the full episodes that come out on Thursdays at 12. And make sure to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast. If you haven't bought your tickets yet as well, tickets for our show in Limerick on the 23rd of November, you can head to the UCH box office or get their tickets online, uch.ie.
We'll see you in like 3 weeks in Limerick. How?
Nonetheless, by the time this comes out, probably next.
Is it?
Yeah. 23rd November, everyone. It's a Saturday. Saturday night, girls' night.
Girls' night in
and
Limerick.
Boys, too. If they want to.
Yeah, if they want to.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.